In his How to Psalmodize, Charles Simic described the poem, "It is a piece of meat carried by a burglar to distract a watchdog." Charles Simic, a former poet laureate of the United States, Pulitzer Prize winner, MacArthur genius and professor, died this week at the age of 84. His poems could read like brilliant, urgent bulletins posted on the sides of the human heart. He was born in Belgrade in what was then the Kingdom of Yugoslavia, just in time for World War II, amid the click of Nazi jackboots. As Charles recalled in his 1988 poem, Two Dogs, a little white dog ran into the street and got entangled with the soldier's feet. The kick made him fly as if he had wings. That's what I keep seeing. Night coming down. A dog with wings. I had a small non-speaking part in a bloody epic, he wrote in a poem he called Cameo Appearance. I was one of the bombed and fleeing humanity. I think of that line to this day when I see columns of human beings in Ukraine, Ethiopia, Syria, fleeing their homes, history, and loved ones in their one pair of shoes. Each of those persons has poetry inside. Charles Simic didn't hear English until he came to the United States in Oak Park, Illinois, outside Chicago, as a teenager. He went to the same high school as Ernest Hemingway. Lightning can strike twice. And became a copy kid at the Chicago Sun-Times as he went to night school at the University of Chicago. And he learned from the city. The city wrapped up in smoke, where factory workers, their faces covered with grime, waited for buses. An immigrant's paradise, you might say, Charles remembered for the Paris Review. Chicago, he said, gave me my first American identity. Asked, why do you write? He answered, I write to annoy God, to make death laugh. Charles Simic lived, laughed a lot, and taught at the University of New Hampshire while he wrote poems prolifically and gorgeously about life, death, love, animals, insects, food, and what kindles the imagination. As he wrote in The Initiate, the sky was full of racing clouds and tall buildings, whirling and whirling silently. In that whole city, you could hear a pin drop. Believe me, I thought I heard a pin drop, and I went looking for it.